This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program. Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network on Fridays from 11 o'clock, from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time. We have a trivia show here, and so we also call this Learning University. So Learning University is on the air, and we're here for the next 25 minutes taking your phone calls, asking and answering very important, you know, life or death questions.
And we got two kinds of students.
Yes.
Some that wake up before breakfast and are really on the ball, and then others who say, my mind is like my internet browser. I have 19 tabs open, 3 are frozen, and I have no idea where the music is coming from.
That's so true. That's funny.
It's me every day.
Oh, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. When last we left you, Edith was on with us from the Sunshine State of Florida, and she was about to ask us a trivia question. Edith, by the way, Edith, what part of Florida do you live in?
Jacksonville.
Okay,
good
wonderful.
Area.
Yeah. Well, go ahead with your question.
What do you call a family of porcupines?
Ooh.
Prickly.
Right, hold on just a minute. A family of porcupines. By the way, can they stick each other?
That's a great question.
Because you know what I'm saying?
Only when they're disciplining their
young. I don't
think
families get close is what I'm saying. You know.
That's where that song came from. It started with the porcupines. From a distance.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
That would be mama, daddy, and all the kids.
A family of porcupines.
I'm going to say a prickle of porcupines.
I hope that's right. I really do. I mean, if rhinos can be a crash, how ironic is that?
That's right.
Why we don't know, Edith. We'll go with prickle.
The answer is a pincushion.
Are you kidding?
A pincushion of porcupines? Are you pulling our
right.
You're pulling our legs.
I spent 13 years in Montana, and that's what we call them, and they could cut a tree down faster than a chainsaw.
A porcupine could?
How?
Just by wanting to scratch its back?
No.
Edith,
That was a terrible thing to say because it's the beaver that
beaver.
Oh, the beaver. Right. I just wonder. JJ got me thinking. Porcupine scratching their back and it saws down a tree. That's some pretty sharp.
That's some Gary Larson cartoons.
I apologize.
That's
for that.
All right.
You're thinking about a beaver. Hey, Edith, thank you so much for being patient.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to AFR, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Trivia Friday. It is on American Family Radio. By the way, following up on. My question from the last half hour that was answered.
Yes, the star question.
The star question.
Brightest star.
The question is, or was, what's the brightest star in the night sky? The caller from Kansas, I think it was, I've forgotten the first name.
A young lady?
Yes.
Addison.
Addison guessed that it was the North Star. And...
good guess.
It is a very bright one.
That is a good guess, but it's incorrect. The North Star is otherwise known as Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S.
And that's part of the...
It is the brightest star in the constellation of Ursa Minor.
Which is the Big Dipper.
Yes.
That is so funny because my wife and I were talking about Ursa Minor over the supper table last
night.
Right.
Well, you know, we really shouldn't talk about people. Like that.
Well, not when they're minors.
No.
Duly, you got to be careful talking about minors
noted.
On the radio.
Duly noted, Professor Knox. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. So, the answer was a good guess.
Yes.
The North Star is not the brightest star.
See, I'm curious. How about us resetting our question? Because your cemetery question, I'm real curious about that as well.
All right, well, I'll go first here. We've got question number one. In the story of Moses, what were the names of the two Hebrew midwives? And Who can list the Ten Commandments from memory? Looking for somebody who has memorized those thou shalls and shall nots.
Good.
And lastly, we'll add a new question. What three colors are in the flag of Belgium?
Ooh.
The Belgian flag?
The Belgian flag.
Yeah, I can tell you what the waffles look like, but the flag.
I know them.
Yeah,
left and
not
right.
So much on the flag. Hey, here's what I've got. First question, how many sides does a heptagon have?
Heptagon.
Second question, where did Davy Crockett die? Very famous place. Third question, from the Chronicles of Narnia, what character killed Aslan?
Chronicle killed who?
What character killed
Aslan? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I misunderstood the question.
No, but you can find the answer in Chronicles, Second Chronicles.
I'm in Second Chronicles right now with my Bible reading. First Chronicles was painful.
Which, by the way, I checked out that app you mentioned last time I was on with you, the audio Bible.
It's awesome. Oh, man.
It's great.
I don't know who these people are. I don't get paid for this, but if you want a great app to listen to the Bible, and Kendra,
I loved it, yeah.
Okay, you would confirm
it. It has music and some sound effects kind of.
The waves kind of lapping up against the beach when they're talking about them being out on the boat.
It's great. It pulls you in.
So it's called Bible.is. That's the app, Bible.is, and it's free. And it is fantastic. All right, here are my two questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Wow, 11 minutes. No,
11 after.
Yeah, 11.
11 after 11. We
nearly missed it.
We use the word that's probably one of the least appreciated words in the English language. Kendra,
bringing it back.
You know,
we are bringing it back.
Heretofore. Number one, what's the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
Saw something looking for trivia questions that there's a difference between a coffin and a casket. And I just say whichever one comes to mind. But there's a difference between
them. Those as well.
And number two, again, what's the brightest star in the night sky? All right.
We are
back to the phones.
All right. We have Dwight from Alabama. Dwight, good to have you on Trivia Friday.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys doing all right today.
Yes,
sir.
Where'd
you go? Dwight, did you get just pounded with rain last week?
Yeah, still got a little bit of rain going on today. So.
Oh, you're still drying out
a lot of flooding over there in Alabama, Mississippi, and cold weather coming back across the country today and through next week.
Appreciate you reminding us of that,
JJ. Hey, Dwight, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The cemetery question.
Ooh.
All right, Dwayne. Right?
Dwight.
Here's the question. What's the difference?
Get right.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. just call me Tom. Okay.
All right, Bill.
All right. What's the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
A graveyard is on the same property as the church. The cemetery is not.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, graveyards attached to a church, and you see that all over America, right? Especially your country churches. You see a lot of graves. Yeah,
and that's the difference.
Yeah, that's the difference. Good. Way to go, Dwight.
Cemetery.
I used to make maps when I was in the Army, so I had to know all that kind of stuff. So.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
You said
for
you
your
used
service.
To make MAPS, maps?
Yeah, maps.
Okay, for what purpose?
For terrain analysis for operations out of the country.
Wow.
And they have all those symbols. They have the symbols for silo, symbol for a graveyard or a cemetery.
How fascinating. That's a neat job.
Yeah. Hey, Dwight.
And that's a really good board question, too. I mean, if you're in a map unit, you have to know all these questions and answers and stuff. So it's just kind of cool that you asked that question.
So, so while we're sort of, you know, in this ballpark, the difference between a coffin and a casket, you guys know? I should save it for a trivia question in the future.
Coffin and a casket?
I don't remember exactly how it was worded, but a coffin has those, like it's the three-sided thing. It's like the Dracula.
It comes up
and it has sides and then another thing at the top. It's shaped like that. It's that spooky one that's shaped different at the top, you know, with the different sides and, you know, and then the casket is just your regular, what you expect to see.
Right.
at a modern funeral.
And you can take syrup for coffin, but not.
Yeah, and there's another duly noted.
She's catching on. You're learning. High five me on that one. Keep the corn coming.
Hey, Dwight, do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. I've got a military question for you guys.
Military, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on every military, U.S. military installation, the building number one would be considered the flagpole, wherever you fly the flag at. On top of the flagpole, there is a ball on top of that called a truck. There are three items that are supposed to be in that truck. What are they and what are they for?
All right, there's a we've had this before.
It's
and
about
I remember,
5 years ago.
I remembered that it was called a truck. There's a bullet. There's one bullet that's there. And then it seems like that there is there a key? Is that?
Don't answer us, Dwight.
Map,
let us guess here.
Like a bullet, a map, and something. It's kind of like if you're getting overrun, at least you've got one bullet
I think
up
it's
there.
A, like a recipe for a like a tuna salad or
recipe.
Hey, I know there's a single bullet, and it seems like there's a key or a map. But go ahead and answer. We'll remember it this time, Dwight.
You promise?
We're going to try.
Okay. All right. There's a match.
A
razor
match.
Blade and a bullet.
A match and a what?
A razor blade.
All right. Explain the significance.
All right. So the razor blade is to cut the flag down. You want to separate the stars from the stripes.
Right.
And you want to burn them together. And then the bullet is for you, so you're not carried off, you know. So, that's pretty much
every military base, American military base.
That's supposed to be on every military base. You unscrew the truck from the flag post, and you cut the flag down and burn it. Then,
gotcha.
A razor blade, a match, and what was the other one?
A bullet.
And a bullet. So we did get one.
So you're talking about the round thing on the top of a
flagpole? Yeah, the round ball on the top
get
of the flagpole. And that's something
that's
called a truck.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. That's the most interesting piece of trivia all day.
Dwight, thank you. Have a great weekend, buddy. Hey, look what Maddie, my daughter, just sent. Read that out loud, if you don't mind.
What do you call a group of porcupines? It could hardly be more apt, but a congregation of these spiky creatures is called a prickle. Boom!
Let the
record
how did you reflect?
Is that something you came back from your childhood?
That's crazy.
Subconsciously? How did you get that answer?
My whole life, I've always wanted to have a boneless chicken ranch because you wouldn't have to pay for fences. You just kind of scoot the feed over close to. And so, having a desire to have a ranch with animals, I guess when I hear about different clusters of animals.
It sticks.
Some of that rattles around and sticks.
Okay.
Sticks.
It pricks.
Prickles. Pricks. Yeah.
So
that was the right answer.
Would JJ's boneless chicken ranch, would that be a tourist attraction, you think?
It'd be a little bit of that, and then it would be you could sell it for the meat because you don't have to.
You don't have to take the bones out.
They're not going to go very far. They're just going to kind of lay around and chill. You just kind of push the feet over close to the beak. Yeah.
You know, when you go to Florida, you know, they have the baby alligators to pet. And I was just thinking you could come by your bonus chicken farm and pet the chickens.
Hey,
you know?
About that, Maddie and Sadie and I were traveling from Florida, and we kept seeing these big billboards, see a live baby alligator and drink the free orange juice. Then the next mile, there's the same billboard. Finally, they wore us down because we just saw them every 5 miles for what felt like days. So we pulled into the one thing, see the baby alligators. Well, they said, you can't see any alligators. And they said, this is not, the orange juice is not in season.
They had Tang.
Yeah.
But we do have this.
Though we got a lot.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there was that's
so,
bad.
Better cover
you know, they
your signs.
They do that about Ruby Falls, too. You know, by the time you get to Chattanooga, after seeing 71 Ruby Falls, see Ruby Falls signs, you got to stop.
You have to stop. Like clickbait on billboards.
But
do they still have Fat Man Squeeze there?
I don't know. I've never
I think they renamed
Ruby
it.
Falls.
Morbidly Obese.
They've got one of those at Mammoth Cave.
A Fat Man Squeeze?
Yeah.
Do they still call it that?
They've got a Tall Man's Misery, and I think they've got a Fat Man Squeeze.
I think PC would have changed that by now. All right, you're listening to Trivia
you
Friday on American Family radio.
Thin white privilege. Right. I think you've just come up with a new group to hate.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing. It's on the internet.
Is it really?
It is. There was the BBC. I think it may be a British version of like the BuzzFeed.
Oh, man.
They have a whole video on thin privilege.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
They do.
Oh, so, man. So this morning on my radio show, I saw a thing where a guy had run out of ink for his cartridge, mm-hmm. and he got the thing, and he said it had a big old bundle. But by the time he got all this unwrapped, you know, it's just wrapped and wrapped and wrapped and wrapped. Come to find out, it's really pretty tiny, the cartridge is. He said, and all he could figure is they want to make it look bigger. Yes. So you think that you're getting your money's worth. Yeah, for as high as they are.
Wow.
And then maybe harder to steal. So after he unwraps it, he turns to his wife and he said, this reminds me of me. He said, all this weight I've gained since we've been married, I think I'm more valuable. And it's easy. Other women aren't going to want to steal me.
All right, Trivia Friday. Back to the phones, Kendra.
Okay, we have Bill from Georgia. Bill, good to have you on Trivia Friday.
Hey.
All right, would you like to answer?
Hey, Bill, how are you, brother? Sorry.
I'm doing fine, and you surprised me. I didn't realize you were talking to me there for a minute.
You made
anyway,
it. You I'd made like it to the do... top, Bill.
Yes, I did. Okay. I'd like to do both.
Awesome. Okay.
Which one do you want to answer?
Okay. Well, I could answer a question, a couple of them. I want to answer the one about a heptagon.
Yes, sir.
Here's heptagon.
Here's the question, Bill. How many sides does a heptagon have?
It has seven.
That's right.
All right.
Nicely done.
Seven sides. Seven sides to a heptagon. Okay. What's six, Bill?
Pardon me?
What is six?
Six could be a sextagon or, let's see, a hexagon. Sextagon or hexagon. Yeah.
And, of course, we know pentagon, hence five. The building, mm-hmm. and five sides.
And then
to
you
that.
Got octagon. Yes, octagon is eight, right?
Stop sign. Woo.
That is correct, yes.
So these are words that come from...
Shapes?
Is it Greek? Is that what the preface...
Yes, I believe it is Greek, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
I think it is Greek. Anyway, you know, the octa mm-hmm. and the penta mm-hmm. and the Santa Maria, those things. things of that nature.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, what's your question for us?
Okay, you remember Ken Curtis used to play Festus on Gunsmoke years ago.
If you ask me, well, Marshall, I think we ought to hang him.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this. I learned this from the University of YouTube.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know about your degree.
Festus or Ken Curtis sang with a Western group at one point in time. Do you know what group that was?
Trained with Did you say he sang or he trained?
No, he sang.
Sang.
With a Western group. He was a singer with a Western group.
Huh. That's interesting.
Riders in the Sky?
A little older than that.
Older than that?
And in fact, a lot older than that.
Okay. Was he the guy with Howdy Doody there on that show?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, I have no guess.
I don't know either.
You stumped us, Bill. What's the answer?
Okay, do you remember the Sons of the Pioneers?
I've heard of them.
Yep.
Okay, he sang with Sons of the Pioneers. The song that I remember him singing was, what's the name of the song? About the water, cool water. You ever heard that song?
Sons of the Pioneers, look up that. Sons
about
of
the what, cool water?
Yeah, cool water.
I think I have heard that. A lot of harmony there. Cool water.
Right.
Okay. Little River Band had a, you know, cool change, but that would have been late 70s, which is way after what he's talking about. Right?
I know the pediatrician, when the woman was upset, her first child had swallowed that penny, they said, if you notice any change, just call us back.
Sons of the good one, JJ. Sons of the Pioneers was in the Roy Rogers, Dale Evans era.
Correct.
Right. And so that's what I'm looking at. And so he's saying, so you're saying the guy who became famous as Festus on Gunsmoke prior to that was in this famous band. A lot of people
that's
don't
pretty
know
cool.
That. Yeah, absolutely.
Good question.
All right, brother.
Yeah, I think he was in the band while he was on Gunsmoke.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hey, Bill, next Thursday night, I'm going to be in your wonderful state. I'm going to be in Albany, Georgia at Bine Memorial Baptist Church, Pregnancy Center Banquet. So if you're nearby, you're invited.
We'll appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right. The Sons of the Pioneers were from 1933. To presence, what it says. I guess they're still out there touring somewhere. You know, these old rockers and country and westerns, you know, they get 75, 80, 90, and they run out of money.
You right.
Know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So they have to go back on the road.
Wow.
Again, so the Sons of the Pioneers would probably be, you know, in that 90s age range.
Hmm. Be in their 90s.
But still out there. They're mostly doing, like, casinos and mm-hmm. things of that nature.
You can spot them because along with having their bass guitar and everything, they got walkers with those tennis balls
yes.
on the bottom.
And they're just sliding
so
along.
So they're easy to spot.
But you do see a lot of these artists and these bands and these singers from yesteryear, you know, and they're
still going.
They go out of sight for 10 years, and then they all of a sudden appear back again, and you go, well, yep, they ran out of money.
Thankfully, Wayne Newton is not still out there.
Yeah, that's what Elvis, you know.
He is. He's still in Elvis. He's still in Vegas.
Wayne Newton.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
All right,
he's
we got time
staple.
For one more. One more
well,
call.
Well, we still have a shirt to give away, so
yes,
don't forget that. Next up, we have Hayden from North Carolina. Hayden is 13 years old, and we are glad you're joining us. Would you like to answer a question or ask a question or do both?
I would like to ask a question.
Awesome. All right. What's your question for us, Hayden?
Do y'all know the most effective weaponry in World War II?
Most effective weaponry.
Let us talk amongst ourselves. Ed would know this.
Hey, I'm
going to
say
the tank.
I'm going to say the nuclear bomb.
Yeah, that's what I would
as
say.
Far as
it
most
was pretty effective.
Yeah.
I'm going to go tank.
All right. What's the answer, Hayden?
It was artillery.
Artillery.
I don't know if tank is artillery or not.
So what's your question and what's the answer?
What's the most effective World War II weaponry, and it was artillery.
Okay, when I think of artillery, I think that is weaponry. I think they're interchangeable as words, but
I
you're
think
saying
those
they're
cannons
not.
Cannons for artillery.
Artillery is like, you know how the Navy ship shot the bombs?
Gotcha.
Okay.
I got you.
Hey,
more of a
thanks.
General
category. Yeah. In general
that's
category.
Good question.
Thanks,
we're
Hayden.
Out of time.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, we're going to have to answer the questions that we have not had answers to. What do you got?
Okay, Moses. The two Hebrew midwives were Shipra and Pua. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but that's some interesting names. As for the Ten Commandments, I'm going to leave those to you to go read in Exodus chapter 20. Crack your Bible open, and the three colors in the Belgian flag are black, yellow, and red.
Where did Davy Crockett die?
Alamo.
Oh.
What character killed Aslan?
The White Witch.
The White Witch.
Mm-hmm.
What's the brightest star in the night sky? Sirius.
You can't be serious.
Are you serious?
Sirius. And it's also known as the Dog Star. And it's the brightest star in Earth's night sky. So there you go. Go up, look in the sky tonight, the brightest star, and you'll know what the answer is. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you back here on Monday.